Are you ready, kids?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh!
Yesterday was a big day, and Alex Clark, the biggest person on the show I know that loves SpongeBob, is obviously not a real Sponge fan, because yesterday was 20 years and you didn't say a peep about it.
Okay, I did not realize it till after the show. Then I posted about it that it was the most important anniversary of my life. But yes, I am the biggest SpongeBob SquarePants fan ever. I have loved this show since I was a kid. I think it's brilliant. I think it is clever. It's smart. I know that sounds kind of funny to say that it's smart, but it really is. And I also went and saw SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical, on Broadway this time last year in New York City. And I like cried. I was so excited. And I bought I have like a SpongeBob encyclopedia on my coffee table. I cried when the creator died a few months ago. All kinds. I cried on the Super Bowl when they did the tribute. I'm obsessed.
Well, I want to put you to the test. I'll support Chop and Liv are in this game. All you have to do is buzz in with your name, then I'll go to you for the answer. It's SpongeBob trivia. If it's wrong, hey, I found it on the internet because I don't know much about SpongeBob, so give a guy a break. Here we go. Buzz in with your name. Anybody. Who is Patrick Starr's... I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. What is Patrick Starr's dad's name?
Whoa. Alex. Is it Marty? I feel like that is his fake dad.
Pork chop. Liv, want to guess?
Melvin.
Peter?
His fake dad. It's his
Herb.
Fake dad.
Ooh. Herb.
Herb. Right.
All right, in the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song, which I played at the beginning, what three adjectives are used to describe SpongeBob?
Liv
was in first.
He's squishy and...
Pork chop.
That's wrong. Yeah, you buzzed.
Absorbent, yellow, and porous.
That, my friend, is correct. Oh, my gosh. Wow, pork chop with a commanding 1-0 lead. All right. How many spots does SpongeBob's neighbor Squidward have on his forehead?
Pork chop. I'm going to go with 3.
Alex, 6.
Liv.
Go ahead.
4.
That's a hard question.
I felt like it's in a triangle.
8. They say there's 8. I don't know. That's what they say. Maybe you guys are right, but for this game. All right, here we go. Next question. Buzz
that's
in.
Tough.
Before Mr. Krabs bought the...
What? Did you ruin the question?
I hope not.
Just skip over the question, then.
Okay.
Do another one.
Who is Mermaid Man's faithful side?
Alex.
I heard Pork Chop.
Barnacle Boy.
Yes. I can't believe that Pork Chop knows so much because he never talks about it like Alex does.
I like SpongeBob.
Next question. Where did Mr. Krabs go to school when he was a kid?
Alex. Is it like nautical school? Darn it.
Pork Chop or Liv, where did Mr. Krabs go to school when he was a kid?
Bikini Bottom Elementary.
That's a good buzzin'. No, that's also wrong.
Duke.
No, it's wrong. Poseidon Elementary. Poseidon.
I knew it had some kind of nautical name.
All right, doing SpongeBob trivia yesterday with his 20th anniversary. What unexpected item of clothing does Gary wear?
Liv.
Alex.
Liv was in first.
He wears shoes.
Yes, I never knew that. Did
he
you know
does?
That?
Yes.
They say it's shoes. Yeah, I know. I've never seen it, but according to this, it does.
I've seen it.
Next question, SpongeBob trivia. What instrument does Squidward
Alex.
Play?
Damn
Alex
it.
Is in first.
Clarinet.
That is correct. What's the score so far, Pork Chop?
I wanted to say Alex with a big goose egg, but it's me winning 2-1. Alex and Liv.
Really? I feel like it's okay. All right, here we go. A few more here then. Sandy is not native to Bikini Bottom. Pork Chop was in first.
Texas!
There you go. Did you guys all know that? Just Pork Chop was quicker?
Yes.
Okay.
I know the song and everything.
Okay. Here we go. SpongeBob trivia. What is the first line SpongeBob says in the series
Liv.
Beginning? Liv was in first.
I'm ready.
First line he said in the first episode of the series.
I don't know that.
Hi, Patrick. Pork Chop. Hi, Patrick.
No.
Liv was, close because that's in there, but that wasn't the first one. The first one is, today's the big day, Gary.
This is like
I'm
advanced
glad I found some good ones,
trivia.
Because you know I didn't watch it. All right. Who did SpongeBob sing the Krusty Krabby Pizza?
Pork Chop.
Alex.
Pork Chop was in there first. Wow, that was loud. My ears are bleeding.
Oh, no. Who did he sing it to?
Me next.
Wait. Krusty Krab Pizza is the pizza for you and me.
So what's your answer?
On the phone.
What? Squidward. Oh.
Alex, I was trying to re-say the sentence, but...
Yeah, say the sentence.
Who did SpongeBob sing the Krusty Krab pizza saying it was for?
Oh. I said that. It's for
you and me.
Alex is correct.
What the heck? I said you and me.
You did. I said, what was your answer for it?
I said Krusty Krab.
You said the phone.
You said the phone. I was trying to get it back out again.
You were singing.
That's why I wanted to. I stuttered. I stumbled. Sorry, I'm not an Alex Trebek over here with my questions.
That should be my point, but I'll give it to Alex.
All right, here we go. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap it up with a few more questions. This famous person said in a TV Guide interview that SpongeBob was their favorite TV character of all time.
Liv.
Go ahead.
Alex Clark.
It is a show that he watched regularly with it. I can't say regularly with his daughters. Who said this? Very famous person.
Porkchop? George Clooney?
I'd say even bigger than
Are
George
you kidding
Clooney.
Me?
With his daughters.
He has two daughters.
Liv.
You already got it wrong, but sure, go ahead.
Jimmy Fallon.
Nope, bigger than that.
I don't know.
Oh, George W. Bush.
You're getting close.
Oh, that's
good. President Trump.
What?
President Obama.
Obama.
Oh, that's so fun. I didn't know that.
He said it's one of his favorite shows he used to watch with his daughters.
Oh, my gosh.
Aww. Does she get a point for that?
Nobody gets a point. Okay. I know.
No,
after six
no
guesses,
one got it right.
No. What's the final score? What is
that's
the score?
The final?
No,
I won.
I'm sorry. What is the score right now?
Three. It's time. No, it's almost. You got to tease garbage.
Chop,
I won.
Chop has three. Alex has two, and I have one.
Yeah, that's game.
Last point will win it for everyone.
Oh, I hate this. Oh, wait, I want to do my impersonation.
Oh my gosh. Let's wait till the end.
How tall is SpongeBob?
Liv.
Alex.
Liv was in first.
4 feet.
No. Pork chop.
No, what? It's Alex. Alex buzzed second.
3 feet 1 inch.
Pork chop for the win. How tall is SpongeBob? Liv was really close.
I already won. Pork chop, 3 foot 10 inches.
He's 4 inches tall.
4 inches?
I'm just telling you what it said on his driver's license.
That makes sense because, like, think about it. A crab is probably, like, crab's taller. The crab's probably only, like, what? Like, not even a foot?
I won.
See. I get it. Yeah.
I won.
Wow, pork chop.
Wow.
Dude, pork chop is the most competitive person I've ever met in my life. I think it's because he's insecure because maybe people used to call him dumb or something.
Is that it?
No one ever called me dumb. But anyways, I want to do my impersonation.
Go ahead. Then we'll tease the garbage.
Ah, chocolate. I love chocolate. I remember when it was first invented. I always hated it.
You know what? That might have been the best part of that whole game.